Welcome to The Lay Disciple. Tom Murray has been teaching a series of lessons on angels. Turn on the TV or your radio and you'll probably hear commercials for fortune telling. Look in the newspaper and you'll see horoscopes. Go to the department store and you can probably find Ouija boards. In today's lesson, we'll learn about the occult powers and practices and their dangers. Well, join us now as Tom teaches.
Well, I welcome you back to our study. I'm Tom Murray, and we are looking into this subject under the angelic forms about demonism. And last time, we were talking about fortune-telling and the use of card laying and how it has to do with occult powers and occult practices. But one of the things that I want to talk to you about today that is a obviously forbidden practice, which has become legitimatized in our society recently, is this idea of clairvoyance. Now, clairvoyance has become especially popular today because of some of the well-known figures whose books have been written and have been on the bestseller list for a long time. Some clairvoyants often have a very high degree of accuracy in their prophetic announcements. And although they claim to have their power from God in many cases, and they are often faithful in some kind of what I might call churchianity rather than Christianity, the true source of their power is in reality the demonic world. And believers must not be entrapped by clairvoyance. Now, let me give you an example of that. Satan is not interested in any form of the occult, and he isn't interested in using any form of the occult if he can get it to be in some way legitimatized, even though God has expressly forbidden it. And then this area of what you would call psychics or those who are clairvoyant, you have a classic example. For instance, Satan will allow someone to use the satanic power of clairvoyance to find a missing child or to solve a murder case. And in that sense, people then begin to see this as a very good gift. In fact, they even give credit to God. But the point is that the Bible clearly states that there are only two sources of knowledge outside of our five senses. And one source of that knowledge is God Himself. And God has said that He will not communicate to us through any sort of a medium, including a clairvoyant. Now, the other source of knowledge outside of our five senses is Satan and his demonic world. Well, since the information that clairvoyants or psychics receive does not come from God, because He clearly says He will not communicate that way, then their information, no matter how legitimate and good it looks, is actually coming from Satan. So the true source of a psychic or a clairvoyant, regardless of the good that they may bring, apparent good, or regardless of their, quote, testimonies to God and His gift to them, we must be testing every claim by the Word of God, and the Word of God says that He will never speak through the medium of clairvoyance or a psychic. So we mustn't get entrapped. Satan will try every way possible to make something that God has made illegitimate as a source of information appear legitimate, and therefore we accept it. So what I am saying to you is that you must check everything out by Scripture. Now, there's another form of the occult that is less popular today than it used to be, and that is the medium of hypnosis. Now, here again, there is a major involvement of the occult in hypnosis, and many believers have become entrapped into demonisms by submitting and getting involved in hypnosis. Now, we all know, and any hypnotist will admit, that no one can be hypnotized against his or her will. So, first of all, no one can ever hypnotize you unless you willingly consent to give them that kind of control. And in order for you to give the hypnotist that kind of control means that you have to give up your will and put your mind and your will totally into a neutral position so that the hypnotist can actually take control and a hypnotic trance results. Now, there are a lot of people today who are trying to justify the practice of hypnosis for medical purposes, and they say that we can diagnose certain things through hypnosis, and we can help many people recall things that they can't seem to recall from their memory. Now, it is an area that believers should really guard against and that believers should refrain from using. Now, hypnosis does carry tremendous potential dangers, but there are situations in which hypnosis may in fact be a therapeutic tool. But if a person is going to be involved in hypnosis, particularly a believer, I would recommend the following guidelines. First of all, you must be sure that the hypnotist is a Christian. And I don't mean just a professing Christian, but you need to be sure they truly are a Bible-believing Christian and that they recognize the potential power they hold as a hypnotist. Secondly, when that person is putting another person into a hypnotic state, there should be lots of witnesses present, Christian witnesses, and those Christian witnesses should be paying close attention to what the hypnotist says and what the hypnotist is doing to the person who is giving up their will to that particular hypnotist's power. And also, those who are observing should make absolutely certain that when the hypnotic state has ended, that the hypnotist does everything within his or her power and makes very specific claims to release the patient so that they cannot exercise any control over that patient once they bring them out of that hypnotic state. In other words, they release them back to full power and control of themselves. As I said, this should be used only in rare cases, and it must be supervised. Any hypnotist who will not submit to those kinds of guidelines is a hypnotist that I would not recommend. Because a hypnotist can take control over the other person, and if they don't release their control, they can continue to control that person even after they have brought them out of their hypnotic state. Now, that brings us to another form of the occult, and that is what we see as being advertised as fortune-telling. Now, fortune-telling usually now is practiced in sideshows at carnivals and sometimes in circuses. And fortune-telling in many cases is limited now to what we call palmistry or the reading of the palms of people. We see these palm reader signs as we drive down the road. Now, at times, this is simply a game that people try to play, but for others, this is a real contact with demonic powers and with these demonic occult powers. Christians should refrain from allowing any person to read his or her palm because it is not just a game, it is expressly forbidden. It is part of the occult world and therefore is to be avoided at all times. Now, there's another form of the occult that is most often considered just an innocent child's game, and that is the Ouija board. Now, this is one of Satan's many traps that has entrapped many Christians as well as other people into the occult realm. Time and time again, it has been shown that the power behind the Ouija board, which is producing all of those minute and accurate answers, is not merely the human energy that is being generated from the fingers of the person who is holding on to the Ouija board, but the actual powers behind the moving are the demonic powers which are making it do what it does. So I can tell you that fooling around with Ouija boards can also lead to your being entrapped into the very realm of demonism. Now, there's another common practice that some of you will not be familiar with, but it has been practiced in America for a number of years and around other parts of the world as well, particularly out in the countryside, and that is the practice of water witching. Now, that's sometimes called dowsing, is the word that is often used. And it is a practice in which a stick is used that is forked, and it's used for the purpose of finding underground water supplies. Now, those who practice this occult practice have to admit that for dowsing or water witching to work, they have to believe that it actually does work. So those who use this practice claim that it must require your believing in the power of dowsing for it to work. Well, that makes water witching or dowsing come out of the realm of a purely physical science, because they say it won't happen just on physical science basis. It is based upon your actually believing. And to believe now, you have to believe in the power behind the dowsing. And that power is the power of the occult. So anyone practicing water witching or dowsing is again delving into the realm of the occult power of Satan and his demons. And it is expressly forbidden to any believer. Well, we don't have time to go into another one of these occult practices. We'll have to do that in our next broadcast. I don't want to be an alarmist, and I surely don't want to send you into a frenzy about the occult, but I do want you to be aware that Satan is an angel of light, and he tries to make innocent or legitimate use of forbidden things. Well, I'll see you next time in our next broadcast.
Thank you, Tom. We trust that these programs are helping you on your road to spiritual maturity. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, 866-685-3385. And I'd like to also encourage you to visit our brand new website at www.milktomeat.org, where you'll find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of our radio programs. Join us again next time right here for The Lay Disciple.